In Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, there is a hadith that has been narrated. Nabi al-Kareem, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, stated that on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah, when the people will be called forward to account, at that time the people of my ummah, the people of my nation, in other words, my followers, it will be such a time of the day of Qiyamah, the plane of resurrection up to the day of Qiyamah, from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam up to the last person who ever lived, all those people will be gathered. And the meaning of this hadith has been presented that on that day, the day of judgment, my ummah, the people of my ummah, my nation, my followers, those people will have done such an action due to which they will be recognized and summoned. In other words, those people being recognized and summoned will be for a specific reason. For this reason, it will be easy because their faces will be shining, their hands will be shining, and every part of their body will be shining, glowing. Subhanallah, how fortunate those people will be. MashaAllah. And how will they be recognized? That these are the ummatis of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What will be the recognition? That their faces will be shining, the parts of their body will be shining and glowing, their hands will be glowing. So what amal will it be, my friends? The reason for mentioning this is that today, if we have an opportunity, if we do that amal, alhamdulillah, if we practice that deed, that will give us that maqam, that status about which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in this hadith. That amal, that action, which will allow all the parts of the body to glow and shine, which Allah, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, has given the opportunity to human being to do that action openly without any hindrance and limitation. And that amal is to do wudu, is to do ablution, wudu. So if we see we have a need to do wudu before praying salah, before reading Quran, before praying nawafil voluntary salah, before doing dhikr. So this is such an amal, doing wudu, that if the human being does wudu carefully, with the fadl of Allah, blessings of Allah, alhamdulillah, on the day of Qiyamah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, this hadith is narrated in Sahih Bukhari Muslim, that this wudu will allow your face to be shining, your parts of your body to glow, and you'll be recognized as an ummati of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amazing. Amazing. So we should be very careful and cautious with regards to wudu. How should we do wudu? Just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us how to do wudu, showed us, demonstrated us. We do wudu, but we are not careful, we are in a rush, we want to do it quickly, time is short, it only takes a little bit of time to do wudu. We don't even do wudu from home, rather we want to do it at the masjid and we do it in a rush, quickly. Okay, fair enough. We're not careful about even miswak. But there are two things I would like to present in your service. They are very important factors that we forget. And those even who do wudu in a nice way forget these two elements of wudu. So just to revise, to remind ourselves, each other, to help each other, I'm presenting these two elements. And this is also a very famous hadith narrated in Abu Dawood. And it stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that with regards to this amal, wudu, that Allah ta'ala gave me hukam, ordered me to do this action. What an important way or part of doing wudu. And what is that? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith that take the water in your hands and put it into your beard. Take the water, yes, and let it go, absorb it, push it. You take the water into your hands, yes, and then you allow that water to go into your beard. And how many times do we have to do this? 3 times we have to do this. When the water permeates into the beard, you know, khilal. Yeah, how do you do that? You pass your fingers, khilal, through the beard. You pass your fingers through the beard 3 times. Yes, so that the water permeates and goes through the hairs of the beard. And this hadith is narrated in Abu Dawood, and the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah ordered me to do this. Subhanallah. Then obviously for this, To do this action, you need to keep the whole beard, the complete beard. Because if you don't have the complete beard, then how will you do this action? So those who don't have the beard, will you keep the beard? Of course. Otherwise, only then will you be able to do wudu correctly. This word has come around because you cannot imagine this, that a person who believes in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he doesn't have a beard. Say subhanallah. This is not imaginable. This must be some other nation or group, that a person who doesn't have a beard. And it should be the beard that allows you to do khilal. Not you've got a beard so long, you've got a trim beard, or you decorated the beard. Cannot imagine that. The beard is that of the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, all of our Imams Mujtahideen, the four Imams of Fiqh, Mujtahids, they are agreed that it is wajib. Wajib is the next level of fard, after fard, and it is compulsory to do this. And a person who doesn't implement wajib, he is implementing haram and he's deserved of punishment. Okay, I won't go into that topic. There are many hadith to explain this topic. So anyway, we should understand from this point that the recognition of the ummah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummati, then one action of wudu is that we should do khilal of the beard during wudu. If you don't have a beard, you can't do khilal. So first take the water into your hands, like when you put the hands together as a bowl, and three times put that water into your beard so that the beard absorbs the water, and then do khilal, which is to pass the fingers through the beard three times so that the water fully absorbs into the beard. And there's a dua, because the time of wudu is the time of accepted dua. And this is my experience, alhamdulillah, that this time a person, when he does dua to Allah, Allah definitely accepts that dua. Because this is the time when shaitan attacks a human being. Many times he makes us forget the dua, is the real dua to recite the dua after wudu. We forget this in a rush. Many times. And shaitan, his influence is on us when we're doing wudu. Why? Why shaitan's influence on us? Because wudu is such an action which takes us towards the real, genuine action. So what will be that hal of the ibadah, salah, which is the greatest action? So shaitan wants to eliminate our action of salah. So he takes away the illumination from our wudu. He doesn't allow us to do wudu properly, correctly, completely. So shaitan, when does he attack us? Not at the time of salah, but at the time of wudu. He'll make us talk, speak to others. You know, three, four people sat down in the masjid doing wudu. Ah, how are you? Ki hala? Ah, there was a cricket match. Did you watch it? Did you hear it? Oh, what was the result of that football match? And how's your business? And we'll be talking loud. Oh, it's time for dua, brothers. Time for dua to ask from Allah. We are preparing for a great deed. Could be our final salah of our life. And okay, maybe it's not the final salah, but maybe it's the final salah in congregation. So there was a brother who was very regular in the masjid, mashallah. He used to go on jamaat, and he was regular in salah. One day, 2 days, I thought, where is he? Where's he gone? Where's he disappeared to? And that day to now, 3 months, I've not seen him. What happened? He was fine. He went home. He had a stroke. He had a stroke. So his salah that he was praying that day, he didn't know, realize that this is the last salah I'm praying in congregation. And he stays alive, the person, but he's gone from jamaat, congregation. So we should never think that Allah, we should never imagine that Allah Ta'ala said in so many places in the Quran that you are about to come to me. You are about to come to me. We leave home. We say, oh, I'm just going to pray salah and come back. Just cook the food and I'm coming back. We put yaqeen to ourselves and our family that I'm coming. I'm just coming. We say to the wife and children, put this on the stove or heat the food up. Just 5 minutes. I'm coming. Don't worry. I'm coming back. Don't worry. And then we'll go somewhere. And Allah Ta'ala says that you are very soon going to come to me. Forget about return home for food. So always we need to contemplate that we are about to return to Allah. It won't take long, but we have made ourselves and others ghafil and negligent. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. So do you remember these two sunnahs now? And another factor, another great sunnah also, that doing khilal, is that when we wash our feet, we do wash our feet, but just to remind ourselves, each other, and even myself, I'm revising. When we wash our feet, then we should do khilal of the toes. Yes? And how would you do that? That, you know, the small finger, we start from the feet. So when we're washing the foot, then we should do the khilal. With this finger, we should allow the hand to go through the toes. Yeah, the gap between the toes. Do khilal. This is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that do khilal is. So start with a small finger, and as you go from the feet, you go from the small toe, and you go to the big toe. And then from the next foot that you wash, you start from the big toe, and it goes all the way to the small toe. So Allah Ta'ala, Nabi ﷺ said that after every action, do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the time of acceptance. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ, such sunnah you are practicing, Yes, you are implementing the sunnah of salah and you of wudu and you're getting close to Allah. So Allah says, ask for me whatever you want. And we are negligent at that time. We don't do dua. We don't think. We don't speak to Allah about our issues and difficulties. So every moment of wudu, we should not waste it. No way whatsoever. So my brothers, inshallah, do amal on this sunnah. Inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala give, Allah will give us many rewards for this. So these are two sunnahs we explained. And make these sunnah actions solid in our wudu because we become negligent. Do khilal through the beard, the hairs of the beard and of the feet and the dua. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.